Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Christmas Eve service. Feel free to sing along if you'd like. You don't have to stand. You can if you want. You can dance. Do whatever you want to do. It's Christmas.
Heart not break on the day Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. While he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds
according to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who is now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in snugly strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
Desire of nations by and lonely exile here. Until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. He's coming closer now. Coming closer now. And he will always.
Thank you. Well, tonight we celebrate our Savior's birth. People all around the world, and we have been blessed by a God that loves us, that knows everything that's going on, and whatever hurt or pain or joy, sorrow you bring today, know that God's paying attention. God knows what you need, and I hope this evening God touches your heart and brings a little healing your way. We're going to celebrate with communion this evening, and it is an open table. If you're a believer of Christ, you're welcome, and we are partaking by intention this evening, which means that you come forward, you can take a wafer, you can break it, dip it in the chalice, and or if you want to come forward and just be blessed, if you need communion brought to you, the ushers will be in the back, and I'll make sure that you get communion. And so let's bow in a word of prayer. Our holy God, God, we praise you this evening. And God, we celebrate your Son. That day that he came to this world, that the victory had already been won. Sin was being canceled. Forgiveness was being made available. And God, because of your Son, we can have a relationship with you, and we thank you for that. Bless this cup. Bless this bread. May it bring healing and joy and peace. It's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Our ushers will dismiss you. Are we going to start in the front or the back? The front. Okay. All right. I would invite you to stand. We're going to sing Silent Night, and if you want to hold the person's hand next to you, fine. If not, that's okay too, but we're one family. We're bonded by Jesus Christ, and thankful that he loved us that much, that he sent his son. Let's sing. Unto us a child's been born, and that's why we celebrate. I hope you have a great Christmas. I pray that God's peace and love is with you, and may it be with your family and be a tremendous day of celebration tomorrow. Go in peace.
God bless us, everyone.